From KLW News in San Francisco, this is Cross Currents, context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area.
I live in Burlingame on the former Black Hawk Ranch.
I'm a resident of Bernal Heights.
I live in the Parkside District, which is the South Sunset District, you might say. And that is where I live.
And I'm from San Bruno, California.
Coming up, our Hear Hear community storytelling producers will share some of their favorite interview moments from the past year.
It's a big, big thing, telling your story to a stranger. And when we started out, we actually didn't know how much people would open up to us.
But they did.
I'd love to be picking fruit and lingerie. I mean, with clothes on top, of course.
Then we'll launch into phase two of the project, where we'll hear about your favorite places, like the Harvey Milk Photo Center in San Francisco.
I just feel like film photography has the soul still.
We're listening to your stories today on Cross Currents. Each day on Cross Currents, we start off the show with a familiar sound.
Soma.
I'm from Berkeley.
Concord, Cali.
Tenderloin District.
La Mission.
The Mission District.
Noe Valley.
I live in Silver Terrace.
We always bring you stories from throughout the Bay Area. Last spring, we decided to seek out more of those stories in our local libraries. That mission has grown into a live event series and community storytelling project called Hear Hear.
Hear?
Hear?
Hear.
Okay, together. Okay.
Hear Hear from KALW. Hear Hear producers Erica Moo and Audrey Dilling recently shared some of their favorite moments from the past year with a live audience at the Oakland Museum of California. Here's their presentation.
Audrey and I have been on a mission, and this mission is to discover the story of San Francisco and Oakland through the stories of the people who live here. And we've met a lot of people who live here.
My full name is Viola Filomena Cucurusca.
Nay C. Jones Abdullah.
I gave you my maiden name.
Dun, dun, dun. Margaret Mary Colleen McNulty.
My name's Lotus Yi Fong, and I say Yi Fong because only in San Francisco there are two Lotus Fongs.
I use a name. It's Star Love, and yes, like Twinkle Twinkle Star, but with two R's.
My name is John Stengel. And if you didn't hear me say my name, I have my chorus over here repeating everything I say. Hello, guys.
We've been to different neighborhoods in San Francisco.
I live in the Outer Sunset, a few blocks from the sea.
And I live here in the city on 5th and Bryant.
I have been a resident in Visitation Valley for over 20 years.
It's called 39th Avenue, but I call it Paradise Lane.
And we've also been in different neighborhoods in Oakland.
I live in the Golden Gate neighborhood, right over here on 54th Street.
On 76th Avenue.
73rd Avenue.
35th Street.
I've been on this block 46 years.
We've heard the stories of the people who were born here.
Well, everything was dirt.
She's 92 years old.
Because I remember my father. The Italians liked to play bocce ball. So being our street was dirt, his friends would come on Sunday and they'd play bocce ball.
We've also heard the stories of the people who were raised here.
In the 70s and 60s, when I grew up, there were only two Mexican stores in the Fruitvale District. Only two.
And the stories of the people who immigrated here.
I thought that was my American dream, you know, work for a big company and start making more money and help my family in China.
We've heard tales of work.
The nice thing about temping is that the expectations on your actual output are really low. So if you don't know that your job is a waste of time and you actually work really hard at it, everyone is amazed.
And tales of love.
I'm still in like that newlywed kind of stage with baking.
All kinds of love.
And I looked at him and I felt these butterflies on my stomach. I was not able to listen for a few minutes because I had this buzz in my ear. That's chemistry at best, honey. That's chemistry at work right there.
We've talked to people who've built families.
I've fallen in love with these kids. They adore me. I'm Papa, and I'm going to make sure they have whatever they need. If it's my last dime, I'm going to make sure they have.
It's a big, big thing, telling your story to a stranger. And when we started out, we actually didn't know how much people would open up to us.
But they did.
I'd love to be picking fruit and lingerie. I mean, with clothes on top, of course, but, you know, just a sexy pair. Please don't put this online.
They've told us about the challenges they face.
The immigration tried to make it hard for us to stay, even though my stepfather was a veteran of the Second World War.
Relationships have been very difficult when people have found out that I have Tourette's. It's like, and find out it's hereditary, then they just, like, if I ever were to have kids, they would almost be guaranteed to have it.
They did an ultrasound, and there was no heartbeat.
All of these tales are unfolding right now, down your block, in your neighborhood, in the next town, and across the bay.
We even found one story that began on one side of the bay and ended on the other. It started when we traveled east past the Oakland Coliseum, up the road a few blocks from the Sunshine Biscuit Factory, and found ourselves at the 81st Avenue East Oakland Library. That's where we got to know Lita Hernandez.
So Lita Hernandez is 10 years old. She just started fifth grade. Her favorite color is blue, and she loves cupcakes. Sometimes she even dreams about them.
My first favorite dream was being in a big castle of chocolate. My second favorite dream was eating a big cookie, and then I made more cookies, and then I ate those two until my stomach was full.
So Lita lives on 80th Avenue with her family, not too far from the library, and she's always at the library. In fact, she started a club with her friends to read every book at 81st Avenue, especially the cookbooks. It's a step towards her future career.
I want to be a chef and a pharmacist.
You heard right, a chef and a pharmacist.
Well, maybe I could do part-time and then another part-time, but yeah, pretty much that.
Like all of the stories that Hear Here collects, we put Lita's story on the air, her triumphs with cooking, her challenges, her dreams, and oftentimes in radio, that's it. The sound waves go out, and the story lives and dies in the very same moment.
But sometimes the story doesn't end there. Here's what happened next.
First voice message.
This is Sharon Yeomans calling from UCSF School of Pharmacy, and I'm calling to give my response to the introducing Lita Hernandez story. I'm a pharmacist and a chef, and I was just so thrilled to hear those words come out of her mouth. I almost fell out of my chair, and immediately I felt like I needed to contact the radio station to see if I could arrange a meeting with her.
Because it was so much like me. I mean, it was sort of, I was doing this at 10 years old, I was cooking. My name is Sharon Lynn Yeomans, and I've been a pharmacist for 27 years. I cooked a dinner for my grandmother and my grandfather and my sisters when I was 10 years old, and I didn't think it was a big deal, and we're all sitting at the table getting ready to eat, and my grandmother gets all teary and starts crying. Well, I can't believe she did something like this at 10 years old. So it just spoke to me that way. I said, oh, that's the child I should have had. That's my daughter, actually. That's how I felt. I want to meet this child. And I didn't know that it was going to happen. So I was shocked that I got a response back so quickly.
I heard that the university wanted to see me. I was so happy. And just, I told my mom. Then when I got home, I told my brother, all my family. But I didn't really know what to expect.
And I thought, wow, this is really going to happen. We're actually going to get to meet her.
I woke up. It was already like 8. I was really nervous because my dad was coming, then my mom. I just ate some quick cereal and that was it. And I just was so nervous, so happy.
Finally, we met them outside, and
then we got to meet Sharon. She looked like she was nice. I can't really describe it, but yeah.
We were very curious about her cooking, and we ended up giving her some cookbooks. And she said, "Oh, she says I could use some new cookbooks."
Just asking me questions like how does it feel and all other stuff like Well, I don't want to be a pharmacist.
Everybody wanted to get in on it. I tell you, we could probably had this room filled. Everyone that heard about this story wanted to participate in some way. And it just worked out beautifully. We went and visited a lab. We took her across the street to the library. We have a brand new library.
It was like 3 feet tall and like 2 stories on the bottom, 3 stories on top. I was like, whoa. So that was pretty cool. I didn't really keep track of the time. I was just so excited. But it was fast.
I just hugged her and I told her we'd be in touch.
She said to keep on dreaming that I want to be a pharmacist and a cook.
Dreams are important. It's always important to have hope and dreams, because otherwise there's no reason for us to live. I, as a child growing up, I was always told that I can't do this, or you can't do that, or you're fantasizing about this. And I just decided not to listen to them, and I just forged ahead, and I figured if one thing didn't work out, something else would open up for me.
All right, so can you tell me what you had for breakfast?
I just had some milkshake.
You had a milkshake?
Yeah, I had a milkshake. It was like a strawberry milkshake.
So, okay, so describe to me what you're wearing right now.
I'm wearing a badge that they gave me. It has a barcode, it has my picture, and then it says Future Chef and Pharmacist, and Lisa Hernandez, that's my name.
Do you want to go to college now? Is that...
Yes, I always wanted to go to college, just have a future.
She's only 10 years old. We'll take baby steps. I still have a few surprises for her, but she doesn't know yet. But I was thinking, I said, we probably should figure out how to get some scholarship money for her, because I think that's what she's going to need when she goes to college. So if you're listening to something and something moves you, don't hesitate to send a message. I wasn't planning on doing this. I've never done anything like this before, ever. But a story like that gives you hope.
We actually have Sharon and Lita and her family here tonight. If you guys could stand up and just be recognized. Everybody, let's give them a round of applause. There's Lita right there. And Sharon. And thank you so much to Colin Nita for helping us put that together. So we've learned a lot of lessons this year through Here. What it takes to get someone to open up to a stranger, us. What community means to different people. And how to bring neighbors together at events like this one. But the best lessons we've learned have come from you.
You'll never have everything working the first time, and so you can't be afraid of failing. You just have to be able to learn from it, because you'll fail a lot.
Never think that people aren't listening, and never think that you're not making a difference.
Retirement doesn't mean you retire from life. Retirement means you go on to something else.
Remember to take care of yourself first before you can take care of everybody else. If your cup is not full, you can't fill other people's cup.
You've never tasted coffee until you've actually tasted Ethiopian coffee. So you want to hear about that, huh?
You cannot work if you don't have love.
You cannot work if you don't have love. You can listen to the stories behind each of those clips and see the video of the Here live performance at the Oakland Museum of California at our website. It's klw.org. Erica Mu and Audrey Dilling produce Here. And you can also watch the animated version of Lita Hernandez and Sharon Yeoman's story at klw.org. Listening to a special Here edition of Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan. And now with me in studio are the Here producers, Erica and Audrey. Hi, guys.
Hi, Holly.
Hi, Holly.
So you've recorded dozens of intimate first-person stories from Bay Area residents. What's next for the project? Well, we're moving into what we're calling season two of Hear Hear, which is all about place. And the idea is we want to discover these places and personalities at the same time by asking the question, what's a place in your neighborhood that's meaningful to you?
Nice.
How would you answer that question, Holly?
Oh, boy. Well, there's lots of places that I would say, but the first one that comes to mind right now would be Joaquin Miller Park. And there's two trails that I'm thinking of. One is the Sunset Trail, and the other is this really steep hill that I have dubbed Inducement Hill because I tried when I was pregnant to induce labor by hiking up this really steep trail. So that's Joaquin Miller Park. It's a magical place with lots of redwoods over in Oakland.
So we actually have been asking this question all around Oakland and San Francisco, and we asked our reporters in the KLW newsroom to go out and ask the same question.
And what's the question again?
What's a place in your neighborhood that's meaningful to you and why? And they came back with some interesting answers. There were some familiar destinations and some that we had never really heard about.
So here is our first produced place profile from reporter Stephen Short.
All right, let's hear it.
The location I chose was the Harvey Milk Photo Center, which is near DuBose Park in San Francisco. One of the intriguing things about this spot is that I think it's the only municipally funded darkroom, public darkroom, in the whole country. It's been around since the 1940s. I think it was called the San Francisco Photo Center initially. And then, of course, Harvey Milk, who was the supervisor who was assassinated and had run a camera store, he then got the honor of having this named for him. I had driven past it various times, and I knew that there was a big photo center there, a photography, you know, dark room, both the dark room and digital. But I had never been in it. So with this assignment, I went in, asked about it. They directed me to the basement. And it was, you know, I just went up to somebody and asked a couple of people why they were there and why it was important to them. And here's what they said.
My name is Ronaldo Cayetano, and I'm a junior. My mom tells me to tell people that. Yeah. I am from South of Market, and we are here today at the Harvey Milk Photo Center. And I always welcome people, you know, welcome to the dark side. Yeah. This is where I do film photography. My mentor actually brought me here. We met in a photojournalism class in City College. I'm doing black and white processing. I've done color processing here before, but yeah, majority of the work I do here is black and white. If you get to go inside the dark room or the wet room, it's public. So as much as people think the dark room is solitary, you know, you do get to, you know, talk while you're over the developer, and you get to mingle with a few people, and you see other work as well. So you see a lot of different styles and different appreciations and different angles and perspectives as well. And for me, I believe that a person's photography style reflects their personality, and that can be seen here. So I like doing street photography, so my aesthetics is not to be noticed. So you capture the moment as sincere and as genuine as you can. I always emphasize that eyes need to be in a photo, because it definitely shows the most emotion. I just feel like film photography has the soul still. My first film camera was supposed to be for my friend for her 21st birthday, but she passed away 2 months before. So actually today's her birthday. When I started film photography, it was definitely a place of healing and a place of identity. So it's just a great place to be. It's the largest public darkroom in the nation, I believe. When I travel as well, I also talk highly of this place. Coming up 2 years here, and I've learned so much. I've done a lot of growing here as a photographer.
That piece was produced by KALW's Stephen Short for our Hear Hear Community Storytelling Project. And with me in the studio are the Hear Hear producers Erica Moo and Audrey Dilling. All right, Erica, so is there a way that listeners can get involved and share their favorite place?
Of course. So for listeners out there, as you hear these place profiles from our reporters this week, they'll be airing through Thursday. We really hope that it inspires you to tell us, you know, what your neighborhood spot is.
So you can just go to the Hear Hear website. That's HEARHERE.KALW.org.
And there's also a link to it if you just go to straight KALW.org. You can also find it, right?
Yep, that's true. Just go there and click on Participate to record your own answer. Here's one that one listener shared with us recently.
My name is David Peterkofsky, and I've lived in Oakland since 1997. One of my favorite spots in town has been here for far less time than I have, and that's the Cathedral of Christ the Light, which opened in 2008 near Lake Merritt. First, a little background on me. I'm not overly religious, and as a matter of fact, I'm not even Catholic, but I am a sucker for modern architecture, and there's something inviting and inspiring about the cathedral, especially once you're inside. For one thing, it's very 21st century. There's a high glass atrium ceiling that's warmed by sunlight peering through wood beams, and there's long minimalist wood pews and polished concrete floors. A big ghost-like image of Christ is on the tall wall of windows behind the altar in case you forget where you are. And in off hours, which is when I stop by, there's a hushed vibe inside with maybe a handful of visitors praying or taking solace. And I've often done the latter. I stop in after a walk around the lake to sit down, take stock in my life, and try to move forward. I'm not planning on becoming a Catholic anytime soon, but as long as I live in Oakland, I'll keep coming back to my favorite refuge by the lake.
And that's listener David Peterkofsky sharing a favorite place of his. And we're asking you to do the same. You can go to hearhere.kalw.org and click on participate to record the story of a place that's meaningful to you. And tune in tomorrow to discover our next Hear Here spot, the Alemany Flea Market.
It was January 3rd, 1998. And we were out here on a Sunday morning right after New Year's. And I spotted him and his son on the back aisle. And we smiled at each other and kept following each other around. And I think, obviously, both of us kept each other in mind because we came back the next weekend and found each other again and have never parted. And we come here almost every Sunday.
That's tomorrow at 5 p.m. on Cross Currents. And thanks to producers Erica Mu and Audrey Dilling of our Hear Here project. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Holly.
Thanks, Holly.
Been listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. Today's team includes Isabel Angel, Julie Kane, Leela Day, Audrey Dilling, Chris Hoff, Panina Eilberg-Schwartz, Laura Flynn, Angela Johnston, Artiems Kunahoffs, Ashley Ann Krigbaum, Erica Mu, Raisu Sussman, Judy Silber, and Stephen Short. Today's show is engineered by Seth Samuel. Casey Miner is our senior editor. Our managing editor is Martina Castro. Ben Trefney is our executive editor. Also, thanks to City Car Share for providing an alternative transportation option for our reporters. City Car Share is online at citycarshare.org.
Used to be beautiful, perfect wave.
The music you're listening to is by Kurt Yagi and the People Standing Behind Me. They'll be playing Wednesday, January 9th at the Brick and Mortar Music Hall in San Francisco. Music starts about 8 p.m. You can find all of that information at our website. It's kalw.org. For Cross Currents, I'm Holly Kernan.
Call it a dream, and I always say what is meant to be will be, and I say round and round. Your reality wears a light, shines on me round and round.
Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on?
We are making these announcements to put to rest the notion that large marijuana businesses can shelter themselves under state law and operate without fear of federal enforcement.
There are some confused attorneys in the White House who need to hear the message that we are standing together for health care, we are standing together for our sick, and we are standing on the right side of history on this issue.
I'm Stephen Short. Stay informed on developments in California's medical marijuana industry by reading my online Cannabis News Roundup. You'll find it under the news tab at kalw.org.
Which side are you on?